From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young in New Hampshire.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. And Robin, I've been trying to figure out all morning why you're there. Is there something happening today in New Hampshire?
There's a little voting thing they do, this first in the nation thing. And so they are going to be doing that today. And our Peter O'Dowd spent some time at the polls because it's expected that there might be some records broken. He saw a steady stream of voters. So let's start there with Dan Cabanal. He's a self-employed Republican who told Peter he voted for Marco Rubio to solve the country's economic troubles.
I mean, you can start with the national debt. You can start with the fact that labor participation rate is the worst that it's been since the 1970s. I mean, we're in some perilous times.
It sounds like you're concerned about the state of the country.
Absolutely.
More so than in past years?
Absolutely.
How do you feel about your party? I assume you're registered as a Republican.
I am.
Do you feel like it's going in the right direction, or are you concerned with the tenor of the rhetoric in the debate?
No, I mean, and you look at diversity in our party. I mean, you've got governors, you've got people from the private sector running, you've got senators. I mean, we have a very diverse group of people that ran, a lot of people that ran this time. And I think because the anger, people are really disenchanted. And I think a lot of people felt like they needed to step up and run for president.
Do you feel angry?
Anger is such an easy word that's thrown out there. I mean, I'm concerned. I'm not happy.
My name's Andrew Grosvenor. I'm feeling the burn this time.
You're feeling the burn like a lot of other people in New Hampshire.
No, I'm excited. I can't wait to see what happens today.
Is this your wife here? What's your name?
Hi, I'm Sarah.
So are you a split family? Or are you a unified family?
No, we're very unified.
Yeah, so you voted for Bernie today as well?
Oh, yeah. Yep, I did.
He betrayed your vote.
It's so funny. I grew up, my mom never said, "You never tell anybody who you voted for." But no, I definitely voted for Bernie.
And you've got a little one here. When you're voting, do you think about this cute little baby?
Absolutely. It can be a scary world out there. And I think we need to look very deeply at who can help lead the way. And Bernie is definitely a change.
Hey, buddy.
Did you vote? You helped Mommy vote.
Pauline Angwood.
Pauline, and what? Who'd you vote for today?
Hillary.
Hillary Clinton.
Hillary all the way. She can take care of foreign affairs, domestic affairs, the environment, the economy. She's just great.
Have you voted in New Hampshire primaries before, or have you been around for a while?
I've never missed any.
Yeah?
How's that? I did miss two. In my lifetime.
I'm John Tusignan, the executive director of the Franco-American Center. Live free et parler français.
Ah, French-Canadian.
We're promoting, absolutely.
Very
30%
good.
30% of New Hampshire has French-Canadian heritage.
Well, what do you do when you go to the ballot then? Who do you vote for?
Well, this time around I decided to declare myself, I'm an independent, so I declared myself Republican. I think that there's a little bit more action going on that side, but I'll turn myself back into an independent before the day's through.
And who did you support today?
Oh, well, I can't tell you that.
Fair enough.
It was one of the governors. It's been exciting to watch. I'll be okay when people leave tomorrow, though, and go home.
Including me.
Absolutely. But you don't have to put that in your report.
Too late. We did. Peter O'Dowd bringing us voters at the Ward 7 polling place today in Concord, New Hampshire. Now, Peter mentioned the tenor of the rhetoric. Donald Trump is expected to do well today, despite or maybe because of comments like one last night. After a supporter yelled out a word to describe Ted Cruz that we can only say is taken to mean wimp and is also slang for a woman's body part, Trump repeated it, but after a winking fake scolding to that woman.
You're not allowed to say, and I never expect to hear that from you again. She said, I never expect to hear that from you again. She said he's a That's Tara. Tara.
Josh Rogers is senior political reporter at New Hampshire Public Radio. He's going to be sort of our bus driver in our visit today. So, Josh, thank you for that. And you were at that rally last night. We've always said the world divides. People are either appalled or, as we heard there, they cheered.
Well, it was a mixed reaction. I mean, certainly people weren't booing people. Donald Trump did a sort of a pirouette away as if he knew that this was going to be perhaps more provocative in some ways than the many provocative things he said. How this, affects him is impossible to know. He said lots of things that a conventional politician would suffer the consequences of, and seems to do fine.
Nothing it hurts. Well, what are you hearing on the ground today? It sounded like there's a lot of excitement in Peter's report. A lot of people out there.
A lot of people out there. Secretary of State Bill Gardner, who's been the Secretary of State since 1976, believes that as many as 550,000 people could vote, which would be a record, which is not surprising in some ways, given that we have competitive races on both sides of the ticket and in candidates like Donald Trump on the Republican side and Bernie Sanders on the Democratic side, candidates who hold the potential of drawing new people into the process. And in New Hampshire, you can register on the same day. So, right. So that can boost turnout.
Iowa saw a surge, but it was mostly on the Republican side. In fact, the Democratic vote dropped something like 23% in Iowa. What do you think is going to happen here, especially with Bernie Sanders not just surging as he has been, but also from a neighboring state?
Well, I think the neighboring state thing may be oversold, given that New Hampshire, Vermont don't really share much of a media market. And, we heard little about Bernie Sanders before he started mm-hmm. running for president. But people from neighboring states tend to do well. Certainly the Sanders people are very excited today. The Clinton campaign, they have people running the campaign who know how to turn out their vote. They've been downplaying expectations. But, on both sides mm-hmm. of the ticket, it's really hard to know precisely where we're going to end up.
Have you voted?
No.
Well, you got to get out and vote, of course, Josh Rogers. And this is the first time that you can legally take a ballot selfie here in New Hampshire. So you're going to see a lot of people taking pictures with their ballot.
Well, you could, and then, that's a little bit more complicated, but there certainly will be ballot selfies galore.
Yep, you can post them. Josh Rogers, senior political reporter at New Hampshire Public Radio. Thank you.
You're welcome.